You're listening to Iowa's Jazz Station, 88.3 KCCK. And this is Talking Pictures, our weekly review of movies and film. I'm Hollis Monroe. Joining me, we have Denny Lynch and Monica Schmidt, Beauty and the Beast. But first of all, how about some background on this, Denny?
All right. This is the 25th film or television adaptation of the fairy tale, originally written by Gabrielle Suzanne Barbeau de Villeneuve in 1740. There's a lot of stuff they cut out of the story. She has a brother. She has a sister. Her father is a traveling merchant who, much of the story is fine. He finds a castle. He spends the night. He takes the rose. The beast shows up and blah, blah, blah. The beast is original. The beast originally was left in the care of an evil fairy by his mother. The fairy tried to seduce the beast. Seduced the young man before he became the beast, and that's why he didn't trust anybody, and that's why he's mean to the witch who eventually shows up.
Interesting. Now, I was just going to say, now that's some fun background knowledge.
Yeah.
So in this particular version of Beauty and the Beast, it's the live-action adaptation of the beloved Disney classic from 1991. So when this film came out originally, I was 10 years old. I was enchanted. It's probably one of my top five Disney movies of all time. So I walked into this film hoping desperately that it was going to be good, and I actually liked it. I thought that Dan Stevens as the Beast did a pretty decent job given the limited material that he had. There's some things that can be achieved in animation, I think, that can't necessarily be achieved in live action. And so the Beast, who had a lot of, shall we say, exaggerated facial expressions in the animated movie, really kind of lacked, and I think the performance just didn't quite translate as well. That said, I think Emma Watson did pretty darn well for someone who wasn't a trained actress or a trained singer, rather. It was wonderful, but the standout of the entire film, I think, is Luke Evans as Gaston and Josh Gad as Le Fou. Incredible, wonderful villain pairing, and I was actually pretty enchanted and blown away by Luke Evans as Gaston. He's the type of guy you absolutely love to hate.
I agree. Gaston stole the film for me too. I thought Emma Watson was okay as Belle. I didn't think her character was as strongly developed. Her love of books is there. There is a wonderful scene in the film for book lovers that just took my breath away, just like it takes her away, and I can't tell you when it is. But as a librarian in my own home, I had to say that I like that. It's got a lot of the songs from the Broadway musical, so it's 45 minutes longer. It's 50% longer than the original Disney version. I think it looks great. I saw it in 3D and the set design and the castle. The opening shot, the camera pulls back over the landscape for like a Disney film, and you see the village, and it's the Beast's castle. It's not the Cinderella castle in the opening title. That was
sweet. Wonderful.
Exactly. It's one of the few times I've ever seen the Cinderella castle be changed up for a Disney film.
And I thought Kevin Kline was pretty good as the father.
Oh, he was wonderful as Maurice. Just very endearing. I didn't recognize him at first just because it's been a while since I've seen Kevin Kline in a film. And I was just like, oh, how delightful.
Yeah. we have a lot of these people who have been turned into these household ornaments, the counter clock and the candelabra and stuff. I don't think they worked quite as well in the live-action film because when they walk around, you can't give them giant long steps because it would look wrong. Mm-hmm. So their movement seemed a lot more confined than it was in animation. There are a couple of songs with huge casts of dancers.
Oh, absolutely.
And the Be Our Guest number is completely out of control. I don't know what it looks like in 2D, but in 3D, it's pretty well. You can't focus. There's too much going on.
There's a lot going on in 2D, but I think it was wonderful. I don't think it was maybe as overwhelming for me in 2D as it was for you in 3D. Mm. Now, speaking of Be Our Guest, the major downside for this film for me was Ewan McGregor as Lumiere. Even though I particularly like Ewan McGregor, his French accent is abysmal, and even though it was Jerry Orbach, who played Lumiere or voiced Lumiere in the 91 Disney film.
One of my favorite actors.
Oh, and that's what I'm saying is that even though the French accent that Orbach adopted was kind of obnoxious, it was still incredibly charming and delightful. And yes. I spent halfway through Be Our Guest, I was like, oh, God, I wish for Orbach. Yeah. That said, though, I think Emma Thompson as Mrs. Potts did justice to Angela Lansbury as Mrs. Potts as well. Mm-hmm. So that was one area where I felt that it was, well done as Mrs. Potts.
Huge box office, $250 million this weekend, and Malaysia will let it in. They gave it a PG-13 rating. When they were going to cut it, Disney said, no, you won't. We're not going to release it in your country. And they realized that they have lots of little girls who are now mothers who are not amused.
Oh, yes. And, the significant hubbub about the implied gay scenes, it's pretty innocuous. I think Denny and I were discussing before that we've seen far more blatant gay references on Frasier.
For Denny Lynch and Monica Schmidt, I'm Hollis Monroe on Jazz 88.3 KCCK.